It's show 56. This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. And I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press for this great award that I received tonight at the Golden Globes for podcasting as the best supporting wife on a podcast.
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
Get on this. I'm on a date. I was out with this girl. Right? Here's what she says. It's true. She says, oh, I did something she didn't like. She goes, oh, you just lost some points. Oh, there's points involved. That's a point system that the women have. It's a point system. Men, we don't know what's going on. All we know is it involves points, and all of a sudden, we're down. You know what I mean? I was doing my impression of her mother. She said, oh, you just lost some points. I'm like, really? How many did I start out with? Don't ask any questions. You're just going to lose more points. Well, transfer my account to your younger sister.
Oh, no. No. Go.
Coming to you almost live from the now barren cornfields of central Illinois, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Now with new and improved Illinois flavor crystals.
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. It's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. She wants to tell me where to go, tell me what to do, tell me what to eat and how loud I can chew. She even wants to tell me what thoughts I ought to think. It used to drive me crazy till it drove me to drink. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drank all the time.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast.
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her.
It does.
When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine.
If you're liquored up, you'll like us just fine.
I was going to say, I don't know if I like the implications of this song that you're so happy to sing.
Yeah, there's something to be said about liking a song a little too much, maybe.
I think maybe. I was considering there's a line in there about tell me how to chew or something like that.
Well, you tell me how to do everything. So.
No, I don't. You tell me how to chew.
Oh, yes, I do have the chewing. The chewing thing.
I'm a loud chewer.
Yes. So welcome to Red Boy Podcast, episode number 56, straight out of the barren, now barren cornfields of central Illinois.
I'm a heavy saliva producer.
You are a very heavy saliva producer. And not at the right times is the problem. That was a little Peter Schlegel, I believe. I think it's Schlegel.
Does he sing the Tequila song, too?
No.
Well, they all just sound the same, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's country music.
It's country music singers.
And we'll feature another one of his songs at the end of the show, but that is Mr. Schlegel straight out the podcast, Pod Safe Music Network, so check him out. Schlegel is S-C-H-L-E-G-E-L. I guess that's Schlegel, I'm guessing.
Schlegel.
And the comedian you heard there with the points. Can I transfer my... you have a younger sister, but I don't think I want to transfer my points yet.
No, because she would definitely...
Kill me.
Killing you with the points. Yeah,
that was Greg Hahn, comedian, for that. So
the points.
Yeah, I don't... Points. I do very bad on points all the time. That's why I drink all the time, because I need more
I
points.
Don't think we talk... Do we ever... I don't think we ever did like any kind of... I don't think I've ever said you're going to lose points there or something.
No. Points, chips, I don't keep track of. I don't keep score.
Chips. No. Yeah.
If you kept score, it would be pointless.
I do keep score forever.
That's the problem. Yeah.
But I don't tell you about points. I just bring up stuff from like 5 years ago. Don't you remember when you did that?
Therein lies the problem is women remember things, men don't. I can't remember what you told me 20 minutes ago. You can come up to a fight and throw all this stuff out. I'm like, don't you remember? No, I don't remember that either. Don't you? Not so much. Yeah,
I know.
It doesn't work, so. Yeah. Amy, it's been a while since we podcast. We had a little bit of a hiatus here.
I hate January.
Well, I have that written down. You said you hate January. Why do you hate January so much?
It's gray and yucky, and the first week of January, it was gray so much that it was just depressing. And I just hated it at work because, you know, it's the whole...
It's work.
It's over. You know, like you just accomplished so much in December. You like finished out the year and it was exciting and, you know, it's done and, you know, it's all these things completed. And then I always get overwhelmed in January because it's like, okay, this year we've got to do da, 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 and how are we going to get there? And da, 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 da. And I'm like,
I hate January. My head hurts. You're making me think. I don't want to. I want to go back to December.
Well, and you have a good point, because in December, even at work, you don't really have to work too hard because everybody's doing parties and everybody's like, nothing really happens in December.
Yeah, and then you hit January. It's like, all right, everybody, it's January. It's a new year.
You got to live up to your...
And, you know, resolutions and all that crap. And
I beat that. I just didn't have one.
Oh, I did. We already talked about that, though. I'm going to do more of stuff.
More. Well, at least the treadmill.
I'm exercising more on the treadmill.
You are. I'm very proud of you for that.
You got the treadmill fixed.
Now it's fixed and won't kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have the death trap treadmill anymore. So.
Slow. That we're going very fast.
In the world of podcasting, we've had a few emails and whatnot.
Yeah.
I do want to say hi to fourth time around. I was doing some comments out there trying to find out who's the Central Illinois podcaster. And they're not Central Illinois, but they're at least Midwestern. They're from Arlington Heights. I think it's Arlington Heights.
Is that north? It's around Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a suburb?
A suburb.
Wow.
Joe and Lisa. Joe, well, he quit his... Got a new job, but he used to work in the Sears Tower.
Oh.
How cool is that?
I've never been in the Sears Tower yet.
Yeah, you're right. We still have to get you in there, don't we?
We've gone to Chicago how many times? And we made it up to the top. We made it up to the Hancock.
Yeah, we had dinner in the top of the Hancock.
And that was awesome, but I still... We talk about it. I never have been up in the top
and we
of
go,
Sears Tower yet.
Not
and we
quite
go well,
almost
least,
once a year.
We get a
close.
Once a year type of thing. We'll probably go again this year.
And we've been dating for, 9 years now?
It'll be 9 years in May.
And we still have yet... Well, you have yet to go on the Sears Tower.
And we've gone to Chicago.
A lot. Well, I have altitude issues, too, so...
I have been on the Empire State Building. The very top. You have, too. You were glued to the side of the building, though.
I have some altitude issues, and the Empire State Building, those of you who have not been in it, or up to the top, it's open air. So if you don't like heights, don't do it. Because Amy's like, look right down there. And I'm like...
And I'm going, look at the taxi cabs. They're so little.
And I start wobbling, and I just throw myself...
No, thank you. Not going to do it. No, I've got to go in.
Oh, my. Look at the time.
Yeah. You did that at the Arch, too. I was the one who was freaking about going. You're like, oh, it's no big deal. Da-da-da. We'll go up. We ride up in the little eggs. And
but
you get to the top, and next thing you know, you're like, I got to go. We got to get out. I'm like, going, but I want to look at... Okay, see, you looked. All right, let's get down.
Well, there's two things about the Arch, I'll tell you. One, the top of the Arch, there's no services. There's no food.
And
no
you did
drink.
Not need any services
there's
by the
no,
time we got to the top.
There's no restrooms. I mean, if you got to pee, you're screwed.
You didn't have to pee, Matt.
No, but you never know. I might have had to. That's where the problem comes is. If I might have to, there's nothing
no,
I can do.
No, you were freaking out. You're like, nope, don't like this.
But
okay, let's go.
Then,
okay.
You're at the top of an arch that literally is held together by... You know,
steel?
Its weight going against itself. The last little, you know, keystone stuck in there. And then you're looking straight down. No, it's
it was
just
cool.
And you go up in this egg thing that has to shift.
Mork for mork.
Yeah, it's just bad.
Nanu, nanu.
Yeah, so continue with a couple of...
Or nanu, nanu.
Borderline will be getting their Christmas card finally. No, that's Spock, Amy. That's not...
Yeah, but I thought that
no,
Mork
did
the handshake.
This.
Yeah, the funny.
But it's also...
Nanu, nanu.
Or does Spock do this? I don't know. I'm not Trekkie. No. Now, can you do real fast? Can you make your fingers go like
no.
this? Go, oot, oot, ee.
No, I
didn't
can't.
V? Didn't the people from V? Remember the V?
No, they just ate mice.
They did?
Remember? When the one scene...
I just know they had the
like
cool
this.
Ships that go...
It was so controversial. She was standing there.
And then with the lizards, right?
Yeah, and then she went down. You could see it go down the throat. It was really gross. I loved V. I haven't gotten into the new sci-fi stuff, though, on TV this fall.
Well, what's the new... I don't know what's in the world of sci-fi anymore.
I don't. You know what? I just have not had the time to try to get involved.
I used to be into Star Trek.
We were involved in Alias, and then...
But then
Jennifer Gardner's pregnant, and I'm sorry. I
when good shows go bad.
You know, it's just... They and they killed off the boyfriend and all this stuff.
Kind
of
jump
she's,
a shark.
It's just... Sorry. I just am not into it anymore. It's over. The season's... this is the last
well,
season.
We just finished... Well, we just watched before the podcast, Wife Swap.
That's
which
the worst
I
show
love.
In the world. I hate
I
that show.
I love Wife Swap.
I hate that show.
No, I like it because...
I lose an hour every week of my life from that show.
What I like about it is
White trash.
No, they're not. No.
Stuck up people get together.
No, because you take two extremes and they learn something from each other.
Both
are extreme and a little wacky, and they come to the center. And
it just sucks.
And by the time it's all said and done, Amy, they're normal like us.
No, they weren't. They're weirdos. I don't want to watch any of them.
Okay. Well, to break up your shrillness.
Sorry.
We got a voicemail from Australia.
We did?
But not from Aussie Tom. Aussie Tom finally did another show, 10 with Tom. Check him out, 10withtom.com. But his brother, Dave Chicken, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Dave, I'm going to call him Dave the Chicken.
Aussie
Dave.
Dave
Chicken. I'm going to call him Aussie Chicken.
But Aussie Dave.
He's going to start his own podcast, but he sent us a little voicemail to say hello, and here's what he had to say.
Red Boy and Absolute Amy, how are you doing? This is your number one Australian teenage fan, Dave from Australia. I'm actually Tom, as in 10 with Tom, or Aussie Tom, as you like to call him. I'm his little brother. So I just wanted to say hi. I love your show. You and my brother and other podcasts, but mainly your podcast and my brother's podcast, have inspired me to start up my own, which I'm going to do very soon. Just dropping a line to say thank you. Keep up the good work. Hope to hear another awesome podcast from you guys extremely soon. Peace out.
So there you have...
peace out.
Aussie Chicken Dave.
So Dave is going to start podcasting. What's his show?
I don't know. I have not gotten anything.
Is he going to send us a link to his
site
and all that stuff? I can't wait.
If he's as regular as his brother, you know, once every 2 months, I hope it's not too
much. Hey.
10 with Tom every 2 months. So that's
okay.
Tom
was a little busy. Can we kind of give him a break? He got married last month.
You know what? Then don't
commit.
And
then the holidays. Then the holidays came, and now he's in January, and, you know...
I thought you were going to say, now he's in jail.
No, now January just sucks. Except I bet it's a lot better in Australia.
Yeah, it's warmer in Australia, I'll tell you that
much. It's warmer.
Yes.
It's like our August, probably, right?
Well, the other day I was talking to Tom,
and he said it's probably really nice, and...
Tom said it was like 130. Oh,
okay, that's a lot worse than ours.
Yeah, I'd rather be at 30 degrees than 130 degrees, personally, but that's my own story, and I'm sticking to it.
But still, it's not gray.
Well, that's
they
true.
Do have a lot of poisonous things down there.
But they have the ocean.
With great white sharks. And actually, there was in the news. There was a guy this morning who was bit like on the arm, but he like fought the shark off and got back into his boat, and he survived.
But isn't that why I have my rule? What's my rule, Amy?
Don't go into the ocean.
Pretty much. I don't go into water I can't see through.
Okay, you can see in the ocean, except
Caribbean water, not in...
When you're in the, like I've ever been...
I'm in the bathtub.
I've ever been on the Great Barrier Reef, but I watch a lot of TV, so yes. I feel like I do know the Great White Shark.
Amy and Discovery Channel.
I am all about Shark Week. In July and August? It's either the... Somewhere the second week or no third or fourth week of July or the first week of August.
Amy at Discovery Channel Shark.
I love Shark Week. But anyways, yesterday when I was watching something about sharks, it was on something. But they have the great white is only white on its belly side, but when it attacks its prey, it's gray on the top, so it can be very stealth-like as it comes through the water very, very quickly and attacks, and the prey has no idea. And this whole thing that they're just tasting you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, when the jaws of steel are coming at you and they're as big as your living room window.
Well,
they're as big as a minivan.
They think you're a porpoise, and they just want a little snack roll. They're just going to taste you, just... a little salty, but
yeah. But everybody's like, "Oh, they didn't mean to."
I don't remember.
Yes, they do mean to. They are eating machines. We are food.
You know what they think?
I'm sorry. They do not have a brain like us. Going,
no.
You know, I'm thinking about.
No, you know what they say?
Maybe eating a seal, but oh, what's that up there? It's a person.
No.
Oh no, it's not a person. It's another seal with some flappy legs.
They think it's a seal. And they, I don't. I don't remember a seal being quite so bony.
No, it goes, you know, it tastes like chicken.
It tastes like Dave Aussie chicken.
Anyways, we've kind of deviated. We went into my favorite. One of my favorite things I do really love. I would love to swim with sharks.
You would.
I would be peeing my pants underwater, but it would be really cool to do that someday.
It would. Well, Amy, we have a few things. And ironically, we're missing Bachelor Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how pathetic is that?
Another couple hours we'll lose of our life if we watch that. And but we're missing the Golden Globes. And for those of you who have...
Speaking of losing hours of your life.
Reese Witherspoon.
I love me some Reese. Sorry about that.
You can't even say her name.
Reese.
No, but she got Best Actress for her June Carter Cash.
Her June Cleaver.
Portrayal. That's why I was thanking the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yes, because we were watching. I guess we probably said that after you said that right away. Yeah, but
sorry.
Ironically, the news this week is coming... I actually got some good news out of the local, the Pantograph newspaper here in the cornfields of Central Illinois.
You can go to thepantograph.com for those of you who want to see the great
news from 3 days ago come straight out of the Pantograph.
News that we receive.
I shouldn't say that because a friend of ours down the street works there.
Two of them. They're married.
I'm trying to get him to talk about.
Well,
podcasts.
He hasn't asked us. And
so yeah, screw him.
I'm sure he doesn't listen to our podcast. So no. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Bite me. So they have this story, and this couple's been around. The story's been around for a while. They live in northwestern Arkansas and have 16 children.
Yep. That was in the news a while back, too.
The newest one born in December.
Yep.
And they born basically one every year.
Yep. Can you imagine what her body is going through?
Well, can you imagine? I think the 16th just, like, walked out. Oh, here I am. Never mind. Don't worry. I got to take care.
I'm telling you. You know, I don't want to get graphic.
Yeah. Things loosen up.
Exactly.
And if
things
you
happen sometimes when you sneeze, okay? May I go any further than that?
And if you do one a year, you don't have time to retone.
So not only are all the babies in diapers, so is mommy probably. I don't think those Kegel exercises are going to be able to keep up with that action there.
Yeah, that's a lot of work for that area
but
of the body.
But you know what? Aren't they support themselves?
Well, but their thing is...
They live in like a...
But they say they have 16 kids, and God willing, they'll have another one. And I'm like, you know what? There's a fine line between divine intervention and just biology.
Hey, are they...
They happen to be very...
But are they self-supporting? Well, they take care of themselves? Yeah. They don't have... You know what? Then more power to them.
7 grocery carts per trip to the grocery store.
I cannot even imagine.
4 gallons of milk consumed every 3 or 4 days. 7 loads of laundry. How often do you think they do 7 loads?
What is he? What does he do? Is he like a...
They don't have any payments on their home. Some kind of... They bought a bunch of property debt-free. But 7 loads of laundry every day. 9 when they wash the bedding.
I hate laundry, too.
I know, you...
I can't keep up with 4 people. And 2 of the people are small, and I can throw all of their clothes in one load.
How big do you think their house is? 2,200 square feet.
Didn't they build it?
Well, they're building a 7,000 square foot house.
Hmm.
Well, here's their family car. Is a 1997, well, they have a bunch, but the main one is a 1997 Ford 21 passenger shuttle bus. Then they have a 15-passenger van, and then a bunch of other stuff. But their grocery bill, $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
Wow.
Which I think is actually pretty good for 18 people. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
You know, but there's a whole thing about, you know, all the kids have to, like, they wear, like, the same color shirts. Sorry about the newspaper here, folks. Out of my system right now. The kids wear like all blue shirts on Mondays because then that helps with laundry because everybody's going to wear the same color, so everybody does the same color, you know, all darks on Monday and all lights on Tuesday.
You know what? I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. We only have 4 people in our house.
No, but I kind of like that for, well, you know what? That's how I match up a lot of times you know, when I sort
and then Matt does laundry and shrinks everything.
No, but I've noticed, honey, and I know we're going to talk, we might as well talk about this now. I think when the washer got hooked back up, something's not right with the lines on the water because...
Hooked back... Amy, it didn't get unhooked when we did the basement.
Well, then you need to look at the water because the cold water is warm. When it says cold, cold...
Yeah.
It's warm water.
So maybe warm is actually all hot?
It was... When you did warm, it was scalding hot.
So they've been backwards forever then.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of a problem. And it's making that noise at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, when your washing machine stops and it goes...
I think we need to... No, it's much louder than that.
Yeah, we need some help.
I think we need to call somebody. Who do we call?
I don't know. Ghostbusters? All right, this story...
requires music, apparently.
It does. It definitely does. Maybe not quite so loud. In Marseilles, France... a man who had, quote-unquote, dated a woman in an internet chat room for 6 months arranged a meeting, which is not uncommon. People do, you know, these online dating things and whatever, and, you know, you have to meet eventually. So they finally decide to meet, only to discover that the woman was his mother.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh. How gross is that? And then what did they like both freak out? They probably don't go into any kind of details, do they? Because this is our esteemed writer, Bill Flick.
But
or even
my aunt's point was, well, it could have been worse. It could have been your dad pretending to be a woman on the internet and meeting up with you.
Oh, yeah, it is worse. But that's disgusting.
Because you got to think, after 6 months...
Oh, please, the
things they probably would have... Oh, and I touched you there.
Oh, stop.
I heard that and I about crapped a pickle.
That is so gross.
Yeah, that's...
It just goes to show you, people.
You know? Yes, I like pina coladas. And talking to my son.
You know what? Yeah, I used to tell people, you know, you don't want to hook up in a bar with somebody. At least you know. You might have been
talking.
Might,
you know, you're talking to your mom.
You might be intoxicated, but at least if in a bar, you'd be like, okay, that's my mom. Man.
Or that's my mom.
Yeah. Or, ooh, that's not right. You know, come on. Oh, man, that's so gross. Okay, enough of that.
Okay. And then one other relatable story here. There's two. One I don't have much to say about. I just thought was very bizarre. In Janesville, Wisconsin, the winner of MTV's Miss 17 contest announced it was, quote-unquote, like a fairy tale for her to win, and especially nice... Now, mind you, this is MTV's Miss 17. It was especially nice for her family, since her father was in prison for helping to supply methadone to 18-year-olds, and her mother was repeatedly convicted drunk driver with a lengthy criminal record. So I was like, we really needed to win this MTV prize because half my family's in jail.
I don't even think I have a comment for that.
Well, if you don't have a comment for that, you don't have a comment for this, definitely. And there's got to be more to this story. And did you hear about this artist from California who chained his legs together to draw a picture of himself, but then forgot the key and hopped 12 hours to the desert? Why the hell do you need to go that far in the desert? Something's telling me he had a friend with him at some point.
I just think it's funny. I think that's funny. You're so...
He realized he lost the key. Wouldn't that be the first thing you go looking for is the key? Let's see. Lock, chains. Oh, I don't need to look for the key.
Why did you need to go to the desert to do that in the first place?
Exactly. That was going to be my other thing is, can't you, like, turn a light on in your living room and do it?
I mean, because he's going to draw a picture, right?
Or why would you have to go, how far?
He's an artist, right? He was drawing.
An artist in Bakersfield, California.
So he's going to draw his legs chained up.
A picture of an image of him, chained together. I mean, 12 hours in the desert hopping. Even hopping, you're still way out there. Couldn't you just go to the edge of the desert and do it? Couldn't you take a friend with you? My guess is he may have had a friend with him.
You know, my guess is like you said, there's more to this story.
Yeah.
The other thing is, why not, you know, if you're going to do something that stupid, just haul some sand into the house or, you know, just do something like that.
Yeah. Be moderately normal, right?
No, there's no normal there.
Amy, we've all done this.
Well, no, I don't. I'm not going to say we've all done this.
Drinking and dialing. Everybody drinks and not everybody does, but everybody has at least once in their life.
No one does it as well as you, honey.
I am really good at it, yes. They were drinking and randomly calling telephone numbers at 2:30 in the morning to leave obscenity. I never did this.
Obscenity
laced messages.
Usually you're calling your buddies going, yeah.
Unfortunately, they called the circuit judge's home. They've now been sentenced. Whoops. I actually was drinking and dialing in college in spring break and randomly called a room in the hotel we were staying in and got a hold of a girl who went to the same college as an ex-girlfriend. And so we all hung out. So that was a great story.
Isn't that a wonderful story? On spring break, imagine that.
I know. You know, things like that happen on spring break.
In spring break, you know.
Never.
With a bunch of idiot guys and bimbet girls all hanging out together. What? Or idiot girls and bimbo boys.
What? Okay, hold on. I haven't even read this whole. All right. The Seattle Times newspaper announced its most read story of 2005. Was a story of a 56-year-old, some town in Washington, man, who died tragically while having sex with a horse.
Oh, Matt.
Hold on. As several friends watched. A case could be made it was the most widely read material this paper has published in its 109-year history. I heard the story, yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's just gross, okay?
How would you like that to be on your tombstone?
And I doubt if it will be. There shouldn't even be a tombstone.
Here lies Trigger.
That's just gross. Just gross, gross, gross.
I've seen videos before, but not like that.
Gross, okay? I'm gonna walk off.
So walk off. So, Amy, that's really, you know, that's all the really fun stuff I had.
That's all you had for the show? Well, I'm glad that we did a show 56 on that.
I didn't really have... Well, I have, some comments about sleeping overnight and...
I'd rather talk about sharks.
And sharks. Amy likes to talk about happy things like sharks eating people. Eating Flipper. Or thinking he's eating Flipper. So, what, Amy, we always talk about what's happened in our week. What's going to happen the rest of our week?
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, you had today off for Martin Luther King's birthday, didn't
yeah.
you?
It was a nice day.
I know. So
a nice day.
Back to paradise tomorrow.
I hung out with my kids.
Took Maggie for her tests.
Yep. Our child is fastly catching up with developmentally where she should be. If she just walk.
She can walk. She just chooses not to. Literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite literally.
As we were talking with the people today, they were like, it seems to be this could be attitude. I said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if you say, let's go, she'll walk with you. If you say, let's walk, she'll...
Exactly. If you say, come on, Maggie, walk, she lifts her legs up if you pick her up to help her. She's like, there's no way. But if you just grab her by the hand and say, come on, let's go to the kitchen and get a bottle, she will gladly walk and do all the way there.
Yeah.
So she's there.
She is, definitely.
She's doing great, though. Princess Buttercup is doing
Princess
great.
Buttercup is living la vida loca.
She's doing good. And Little Red is doing good, too.
Yes. And we're just enjoying January, trying to make it to springtime.
We just want
to
get, you know why? I just want to get to January 29th, because you know what happens
January 29th? The podcast from Disney World 2005,
it's
6,
the
whatever.
First day of Chinese New Year.
Yes. We're going to go to Epcot. I mean, we've got podcast material.
We're meeting friends that adopted their daughter.
Yes.
Also.
I mean, this is going to be a podcast extravaganza.
We are so excited. I can't
wait. You think the China podcast was great? You just wait.
DisneyCast.
2006. Well, and another podcast.
Mouseers.
Another podcast making its debut very soon. The Podcast Morons. Coming soon to a pod.
You've got that named correct.
Correct, yes. We are definitely the morons. You know, not that we'll ever accomplish anything, but you know. Masturbates and I need a hobby, so. You know, anyway, thank you for being supportive, Amy. I appreciate it.
Hey, you named it. You named your show.
We did. It took two of us to come up with that name.
I could think of one. Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Well, Amy, thank you once again for joining me in the dining room.
Yeah, why aren't we in your studio downstairs yet?
Because you don't like my studio.
You said it's too cold.
No, it's too cold. I don't want to be down there.
You haven't said anything up.
I would, but you said it was too cold and you refused to be down there, so I didn't take time. And currently my beer keg is on top of my thing. Not my beer keg.
Hey,
when
are you going to start the brewing?
I'm going to make it for Craig's wedding. It's going to be Star Wars beer, I think. I'm going to come with some smart.
Oh.
So, but it's only
We got a friend's wedding.
April.
Another
podcast opportunity. I think I'm going to
wear... Just think lightsabers.
Well, I'm standing up for that wedding, so I'm going to have my mic with me the whole time. Just.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going
to
go...
I'm going to have to come up with... I might actually... Would it be out of line, since they are such Star Wars geeks, to show up with buns on the side of my head for the wedding?
Ooh. Well, we are... He's probably not listening to us anyway. We're thinking about doing a bunch of... instead of like the Marines hold up the swords, we're going to get a whole bunch of us to get lightsabers. Hold lightsabers up. So, well, now ladies could wear like, you know, Princess Leia headphones, you know, with the buns. That'd be great.
See, I just keep envisioning like the scene from Star Wars where they're in the little cantina.
Yeah.
That's what I keep thinking their wedding reception is going to be like.
like bubbling drinks with like foam coming out. And
big, giant.
Freaky guys. people being shot, stormtroopers.
Will Pat be invited? Because I'm sure he'll bring some freaky chick like he always does to everybody's wedding. Every wedding, we've got some freaky...
Usually the one
that came and wore the nightgown at our wedding.
And then the anorexic one.
And then the Skeletor at the next one.
But nothing... Oh, there go the police. So nothing beats the... then at that same wedding where Skeletor showed up that... The one who's getting married this time, who wasn't dating the one who's dating now, hooked up with somebody who was... Yeah, it's a long story. Actually, I can't get through it that fast, but yeah. Weddings are all kinds of fun. You know, there's always kind of stories.
Especially with your fraternity brothers.
Yes. So, Amy, thank you for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for joining us once again for the random ramblings of the Red Boy Podcast.
Hey, did Raymer do a show yet?
No! Raymer needs to get off his sorry ass and do a show. Raymer's supposed to get the Dave the Chicken Man in Australia supposed to do one. You got Raymer supposed to be doing one. All these supposed podcasters are supposed to be doing crap, and nobody's doing crap. So you get off their ass. We have no Raymer random rants. I need some Aussie words. I have nothing.
See, January sucks.
I know my everything goes to crap. I don't know why I even bother. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna play some music from Peter Schlegel.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Peace out.
Email me, redboy@redboypodcast.com.
Oh, God. Don't even. People know. They just go to the website.
You know, I do really need a voicemail, 206-888-GEEK, because I think my account is...
And Matt wants a fax, too.
I don't need a... Yeah, whatever happened to Raymer's great thing?
Yeah, has he ever faxed us?
No. I'm going to get this. Everybody faxing you. Everybody faxing you. I didn't get one damn fax. You know what? Punk.
Yeah.
Punk.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned for a song from Pete Schlegel. One more. A little country song, so if you're not country music, just turn it off. This is Red Boy and...
Absolute Amy.
And we be...
out.
Out.
Watch WWF and eat my fish sticks by myself and think about TLC, that's AWOL. I sit around in my BVDs, pour me up a big old glass of CC, and I try not to feel SOS. Last time I saw her, she was climbing in the cab of the GMC. She said two little words and then spun gravel all over me. I could tell you the whole story, but that would take too long. My baby, she's in my air now. Saturday, I go shoot a little pool down at the VFW and let this heartbreaking memory try and RIP. I go home and fire a farewell, put out an APB for a redneck gal about 5'3". Her eyes are green. If you see her, email me ASAP. Last time I saw her, she was climbing in the cab of a GMC. She said two little words and then spun gravel all over me. I could tell you the whole story, but that would take too long. My baby, she's MIA and that. Last time I saw her, she was climbing in the cab of a GMC. She said two little words and then spun gravel all over me. It's a long, drawn out story. This is a 3-minute song. My baby, she's MIA and that's short for gone. That's short for gone. And that's short for gone. This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.